We run a program called Aspire to Work. What Aspire to Work is, it's called a study program. So it's basically set up to cater to the needs of 16 to 18 year olds. So if a young person's got an interest in a vocational area, so we offer things like childcare, health and social care, brickwork, motor vehicle, that kind of stuff. We would use that as a vocational option for them, so a work-based option. And then from there, depending if they've got a need for maths and English, so if they didn't get the C in GCSE at school, we can help them either get that C if they've got qualifications close to that, or we can offer them other maths and English qualifications. And work experience as well is a big part of our programmes, because it's not just about getting young people qualifications, although that's important. We want to help them get some real tangible, transferable skills to take into a work setting as well.
Yeah, so real-life experience.
Yeah, in a real workplace. Yeah. So it's important that we work with local organisations to support what we do.
I mean, how important do you think that it is that Aspire iGen offers those two alternatives that people might sort of have an academic side to it, but on a vocational side, but they could also go work in the environment? Do you think it's important that Aspire iGen offers those realities and sort of kind of alternatives?
Yeah, I think so, particularly because our programmes as a whole tend to cater more for young people who've had what you could call a non-positive experience in school. So we tend to cater for young people who maybe didn't engage with school as well as they would have liked to. We think it's important to give them a really good base of qualifications, but not only that, it's important to, like I say, equip them with skills that they can take into a real-life work setting, or whatever that may be that they want to do.